During the aftermath of the 2016 presidential election, the majority of the conversation and debate has been how and why Donald Trump won. There, of course, is another side to that result, which my next guest has come forward with revelations about. Of course, I'm talking about what the final days of the Hillary Clinton and perhaps the Clinton political dynasty and campaign were all about. When it comes to Bill and Hillary Clinton, he is, to say the least, certainly the go-to person for the inside story and facts. His latest book on Hillary is Guilty as Sin, along with being a best-selling author multiple times. He is the former editor-in-chief of the New York Times Magazine, contributing editor to Vanity Fair, Edward Klein. Welcome back, Ed.
Well, it's great to be back with you, Chris. Thank you so much for having me.
And it's edwardklein.com for everything that Ed writes about and puts focus on. And that's always been, maybe difficult to believe. Hillary was cast to the side because everything was all about Trump. But you recently wrote about how, maybe to the surprise of very few who read Guilty as Sin, the turmoil of the final days of the Hillary Clinton campaign, and, you know, for all the trouble and turmoil people are accusing the Trump transition of being in, that sounds like nothing compared to what Cam Clinton was all about in those last few days.
Well, first of all, you know, it's total hogwash about the Donald Trump transition campaign being in chaos. It is not in chaos. Even David Axelrod, who ran Obama's 2008 and 2012 campaigns, has tweeted that at this stage of the game, Obama was even further behind in making appointments than Donald Trump is today. So this is just classic New York Times mainstream media. Let's get Donald Trump and accuse him of everything under the sun, even if it's not true. I think they're doing a fantastic job. And we're going to see him roll out his cabinet and his whole administration in the same way that he's run his business empire, which is rationally and with very serious thought to being successful, to getting things done. That's number one. And number two, I think you're absolutely right about what I was trying to get across in my book, Guilty as Sin, which is that when you tore away the facade of the Hillary Clinton campaign, what you saw was an angry woman who had no vision for America, who had no way of convincing the American public that she understood their problems, their pain, their anxieties, and that she had a program to fix it. All she did was concentrate on how awful Donald Trump was. And the rationale for her campaign was, it's my turn. Well, it turned out it wasn't her turn, thank God.
Well, her whole campaign slogan just reveals everything. Instead of she's with you, it was I'm with her.
Yes, I'm with her. I'm with her. Why? Why are you with her? You're with her what? She's a woman? Well, that's no reason. I mean, we don't elect candidates on their gender. I'm with her because she has a well-thought-out vision for America? No, she didn't. Well, she didn't. All she was saying was, well, Barack Obama did a heck of a good job, which, of course, was not true, and I'm going to continue, but I'm going to do it even more radically than he did. And America was not, you know, the Americans understood that 8 years of Obama was a disaster.
As you wrote about in Guilty as Sin, Bill Clinton, who obviously, I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on, you have to be honest and admit that Bill is a success when it comes to politics and especially with political campaigns. At what point does it ever seem like a good idea? Oh, let's exclude Bill Clinton.
Yeah, well, that's what he was saying all along. He was saying, why am I being excluded? According to sources close to him, he was absolutely fit to be tied, that again and again and again, his effort to get in touch with the campaign and have them listen to him, and he was saying basically what Donald Trump was saying. There is an upsurge of resentment and anger and anxiety and a desire for some hope, and you guys aren't holding out any of that stuff. And meanwhile, they were just sending him around to raise money. That's all he was doing, basically, was raising funds. And he did a heck of a job, by the way. I think the Clinton campaign raised, as he had planned, by the way, long, long before she started running. I reported about this back in 2009, 10, 11. He started laying the groundwork for this campaign. He raised about $1 billion, and that didn't work.
Do you think that Trump understood the misguided direction of Hillary's campaign of just attacking him? Because it seemed like, other than the crooked Hillary tag, he was pretty much ignoring her.
He did ignore her. You're right. He said that she was a criminal, and she is, and that she was crooked, and she is. And everybody knew it. 70% of the American public, according to the polls, didn't trust her. And about the same percentage thought of her as a liar. He didn't really have to do more than just point out that she was crooked Hillary and then ignore the rest of her, because she didn't really have a platform that he needed to criticize. There wasn't a platform.
With Edward Klein, his latest book, Guilty as Sin, edwardklein.com, his website, and you were listening to Issues and Ideas. As far as the Clinton campaign, is there any political future for the now former campaign manager, Robbie Mook, campaign chair, John Podesta? Are they destined to be CNN analysts from this point forward?
Well, that's, you know, a question no one has asked me until just now that you asked me that question. I thought you were going to ask me whether Hillary Clinton had a future, and I was going to say, no, she doesn't.
Oh, I think we know that answer.
Okay, we know that answer. But my view is that guys like Mook and Podesta are like vampires. You can keep, you know, putting stakes in their heart, and they still come back. And I think you have not seen the end of Robbie Mook.
And is it safe to say the same for Sidney Blumenthal? Because the hitman didn't get the job done this time around, looks like.
Well, you know, it's interesting what's going to happen to Sidney Blumenthal now that he doesn't have the Clintons be his the tip of his spear of ugliness and misinformation. You know, one of the things during the campaign, just to show you how ugly this campaign was from the Democratic side, Sidney Blumenthal was urging Robbie Mook and John Podesta to allow the Clinton slime room, that's the opposition research that they had there, to put out the rumor that FBI Director James Comey was a cross-dresser like J. Edgar Hoover. That was what he wanted them to do. Now, first of all, there's absolutely no proof ever that J. Edgar Hoover was a cross-dresser. That's, an urban myth. And number two, it's absurd about James Comey being a cross-dresser. But that's the kind of person Sidney Blumenthal was. The big lie. Now, what Sidney is going to do with the rest of his life, I don't know, and I don't really give a damn.
Yeah, as do most people. But you said that, you know, the end of Hillary, and I even alluded to the end of the Clinton dynasty. Is it, or is Chelsea getting groomed and primed for something? Because, as you wrote about in Guilty as Sin, she was quite the hands-on individual in the campaign, maybe even overshadowing Bill.
Well, you know, Chelsea had big ideas about what role she'd play in her mother's presidency. I think she saw herself as her mother's chief advisor. But if you talk to people who actually dealt with Hillary during the campaign, first of all, they thought that she was arrogant, she was pushy, she was almost impossible to work for. She yelled and screamed at people. She reversed decisions that Robbie Mook and Podesta made. I once wrote a book called Unlikable, as you know, about Hillary Clinton. Chelsea Clinton, in the eyes of those who've worked for her, is 10 times more unlikable than Hillary Clinton.
Oh,
and if she runs for office, maybe here in New York she'll make it, because any liberal can make it here in New York. But I don't think she's going to go very far in national politics.
Well, given Chelsea's brief time, if you blinked, you missed it, as part of NBC News, her ability to connect with viewers wasn't stellar.
That's a good, very good point. Here she had the opportunity, being paid $600,000 a year, as we all have learned, by NBC, so that NBC would be, you know, cozy up to the Clintons if they became president. gave her this job, and she blew it because she had there was no way that she could connect with everyday Americans.
Well, if you are into that Monday morning quarterbacking of the Clinton campaign, I recommend Guilty as Sin, Ed's latest book, because it does explain a lot. If you didn't read it before the campaign, and I'm judging by the result of the campaign, enough people did, so common sense overrode imagery and smoke and mirrors, and even after the fact, using education of really what not to do if you want to be a person of public consumption, I guess we would say. EverKlein.com is his website. And as always, information, facts, we like that around here, and that's why we like having you back. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, and I hope we can do it again soon, Chris. Thank you.